2014 Vikings training camp continues here in Mankato. Vikings radio analyst Pete Bursich, he calls the games with PA. He'll call Friday's preseason game against the Oakland Raiders. He's here at training camp. You've been here in Mankato as a player, as a coach, and now you're here as a member of the Vikings radio network in VEN. So this is probably feels like home to you.
It does a little bit. I think I figured it out at one point. Total, I spent about 11 months of my life here, considering playing and coaching and everything else. And Gage Hall, that used to be sitting over there, that they've taken it down. So it's changed a lot. The fields are still the same. The game's still pretty much the same, but different kind of work going on. I mean, they've obviously adjusted camp and how it used to be. But it's just always I like coming to camp now. Yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't have but still you get a little queasy driving down to Mankato. That drive, been making it for almost 20 years now. But it is good to be here and see some work getting done.
What do you think about our team this year? Last time you were really around regularly, you were calling the end of the 2013 season. So now we go into 2014 with a new head coach, a lot of new players. What do you think about our team?
There's a lot, I think, to be excited about. I think you take a look at the coaching staff, having a chance to talk with, North Turner and Coach Zimmer and Andre Patterson, who was coaching back when I was playing. There's a lot of things. From a coaching standpoint, I feel they're doing right. Attention to detail defensively, gap sound, pattern reading, little things like that. And offensively, I think North Turner's the kind of guy that developed talent. He can develop talent. He's done it in the past, and we're going to need some guys to step up. It's not that we don't have the talent here. It's just they got to get the right kind of coaching. And so from that, from the beginning, from the coaching staff on, I'm really, really excited to see what's going on down here. You look at all the players, you can tell they're working out all year, watching Anthony Barr run around. There's a lot to be excited about there. Bridgewater, it's practice. We'll see how he does in the games and, just where, who's going to fall out where, and who's going to end up being what. And we know a lot of the starters, but I think there's going to be a lot of new faces and, Linval Joseph, Corey Wooten, I think guys like that have so much upside. I think this defense is going to be better. How much, we'll see, but they're going to get better.
Do you think a big part of the defense getting better and hopefully playing well this season is our middle linebacker spot? I mean, it seems like we're going to be solid on the outside with Barr and Greenway. But how do you size up middle linebacker?
I think with the guys that he's going to have in front of him, you could put – I'm not saying anyone, but it's going to take a lot of pressure off that spot. I think, the Mike linebacker position now – if you come out of the nickel downs, you're only going to be out there maybe half the time, maybe even less than that. In some of these teams that like to go three wide, so in that respect, the game has changed. You're still the leader of the defense, and you're still responsible, but you're not going to see the linebacker running inside out to the football, the end spilling a ball outside. It's going to be contained. It's going to be kept inside. And you look at a guy like Jasper Brinkley. I think that plays into his strong suit. He's not going to be running sideline to sideline. He's going to force to be a big body, take up space in the middle, right behind Linval Joseph, guys like Corey Wooten, guys like Fred Evans, Sharif Floyd. I mean, my goodness, you should have – those are some pretty good guys to work with. So I think it's going to make that position a little bit easier. And then you take a look at what Cincinnati has done last year with their linebacker. And I forget his name off the top of my head, but he was an undrafted – ran a 5.0 flat in the
perfect.
Vontaze Burfict ran a 5.0 at his workout, and he's one of the top 20 linebackers coming in the season this year. So that's the thing. That's developing talent. It's finding guys even late that fit your scheme and are going to excel and do well. And that's really, I think, the key to the NFL these days.
You'll call Friday's game. It's a preseason game against the Raiders. You'll call it with PA. Your perspective here, the first preseason game, as a former player, a former coach, what are the objectives in the first preseason game?
You're not shooting for the moon. You like to see organization. You like to see, especially later on in the game when you're switching guys on special teams, and so when you have a kickoff that there's 11 guys on the field. You're not lining up for a punt and having someone come running on late. And that really what it tells you is that the guys' heads are in the game. And that's really what it's all about. You like to see guys be physical and fly around a little bit, and you just can't have too high of expectations, I think, from a schematic standpoint, especially offensively, because it takes a while for that all to get going. Evaluating a quarterback is going to be very difficult because I think with our receiving core, the second team is going to be so much different than the first team. And for a guy to get reps as a second team, you hate to almost see him split because you don't want to have two guys not ready. You want to have a guy ready, but we'll see how that goes. But other than that, you want to see them crisp. You want to see them fly around. They won't be overloaded mentally. They'll have a pretty basic game plan, and you got to let these guys play so you can evaluate them.
Call a good game Friday, all right?
All right, as long as PA gives me some time to talk, I'll be fine.
Ooh, that's questionable now. I don't know.
That's a big F. That's a big F.
All right. Pete Bursich talking defense and training camp with Vikings Radio Network analyst Pete Bursich. For more training camp coverage, stay tuned.